O God, make speed to save us from the rising of the sun to its setting. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. You gave your Christ as a light to the nations, and through the anointing of the Spirit you established us as a royal priesthood. As you call us into your marvellous light, may our lives bear witness to your truth, and our lips never cease to proclaim your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 100, the Jubilate.
We are.
reading from the apocryphal book of Baruch. Look towards the east, O Jerusalem, and see the joy that is coming to you from God. Look, your children are coming, whom you sent away. They are coming gathered from east and west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of God. Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on for ever the beauty of the glory from God. Put on the robe of the righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of the glory of the everlasting. For God will show you your splendour everywhere under heaven. For God will give you evermore the name, Righteous Peace, Godly Glory. Arise, O Jerusalem, stand upon the height. Look towards the east and see your children gathered from west and east at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that God has remembered them. For they went out from you on foot, led away by their enemies. But God will bring them back to you, carried in glory as on a royal throne. For God has ordered that every high mountain and the everlasting hills be made low, and the valleys filled up, to make level ground, so that Israel may walk safely in the glory of God. The woods and every fragrant tree have shaded Israel at God's command. For God will lead Israel with joy, in the light of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that come from him. You have created all things, O God, and are worthy of our praise forever. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they will have being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honour and glory and might for ever and ever. You created all things, O God, you are worthy of our praise for ever. A reading from St. John's Gospel. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone who serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. God's salvation has been openly shown to all people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. A recording of the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the birth of your Son. We pray that at this time of Epiphany, his gospel may reach out to the whole world. Help us to be cleansed by your presence. Help us to find strength and courage in your presence. Help us to recognize what is wrong with our world and to resolve to put it right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And at this time of peril for our nation, we pray for all those working in the National Health Service, for doctors, for emergency workers, for those working on vaccines and preparing to vaccinate. We pray for our leaders, for the government, for those charged with making difficult decisions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all our churches, St. Thomas the Martyr, St. Nicholas and All Saints, and St. Richard's. And we pray for all your people within this benefice. Grant that as we face the difficulties of this lockdown, we may be true to your message and serve you in a way that is most fitting and pleasing to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the anxious at this time, especially those who have succumbed to this disease and those who are in hospital. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Believing the promises of God as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.